What's good, everybody? Hope you guys are having a wonderful and blessed day. Welcome to another GamerFlex Podcast Live. This is episode 82. My name is Ace. GamerFlex Podcast, a podcast where you can be able to enjoy your favorite video games, but also making sure that your health and fitness are a priority as well. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, my name is Ace. Happy New Year. We are doing this podcast live over on Twitch and Kick. twitch.tv/aceofalltrade01 and kick.com/aceofalltrade01. Be sure to follow. There will be a link down below for you to be able to follow on various social medias and whatnot. And it's just a couple links and much appreciated. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Shout out to everybody that's over on the Twitch chat as well as the people that are over on Kick. Much appreciated and happy new year. I appreciate you guys. So I've been looking forward to the new year. A lot of goals, a lot of things to discuss. We're going to be talking a lot of the fitness segment, and then we're going to be talking a lot on the gaming segment. I think I kind of want to switch it up, and the reason why I want to switch up the order, because typically I do the order with fitness, but let's be honest, majority of the people listen to the gaming side, and I appreciate those that are here for gaming and fitness, but the fitness side typically is a little bit shorter than the gaming side. So for all intents and purposes, I'm going to be speaking on the fitness stuff first and then getting into the gaming, because the gaming is going to be kind of the longer period. Now, this episode 82, will be a little bit shorter than the future episodes, because now we're going to be going in a different schedule. The schedule is going to be 2 weeks, every 2 weeks, and that is going to be room for opportunity for me to gather a lot further news, regardless if it's slow or not, because it's going to be 2 weeks, so it's going to be something that's going on in 2 weeks. There's going to be a lot of things, plus other stuff to develop, possibly guests and everything like that. One of the constructive criticisms and one of the points that was brought up by somebody that listens extensively to the podcast has suggested that the podcast shouldn't be as frequent, but maybe a little bit longer. Also, that he had put on his homies to the podcast, which I appreciate, and they kind of wish that the podcast was a little bit longer as well, and they made some very valid points. So I want to be able to deliver that correctly. Now, of course, you know, changes will continue to happen. You know, I'm only 82 episodes in, and you know, I'm trying to formulate a great plan that's going to work for the brand, GamerFlex, and for the podcast. And I want it to flow. I don't really want to do anything that's forced, but I also want to be able to, you know, be able to entice those who are listening and new listeners as well to be like, oh, you know what, that's smooth. So things are subject to change, but I'm always open to constructive criticism, as you heard. So any feedback and anything is greatly appreciated. So hit me up on my various social media links and everything. If you're interested in the previous 81 episodes, there'll be a link down below so you can be able to listen or watch the podcast. Now, GamerFlex Podcast is available on your favorite podcast platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and so on and so forth. But also the video version is going to be available on Spotify. I am trying to change up how I do things on YouTube. So for now, the video version will just be on YouTube. On Spotify, you might start seeing more clips going forward on various social media, and that's just to engage and bring drive more people to check out the podcast. But I'll be working on that, posting various social media and whatnot, which I'm excited for. If I have plans for GamerFlex, if I truly want the brand and the podcast to grow, then I need to put forth the effort and be consistent. But of course, one of the most important things, and it's going to play a role into the goals topic, is to be organized, especially now with me and my wife and our family about to have another child, which she will be here, prayfully everything goes well, she'll be here in February, at the end of February. I need to be as organized and strict to a schedule as possible. And mentioning of schedules, GamerFlex Podcast again will be available for every 2 weeks, so just to let you guys know. But we got some stuff to talk about. Again, it's happy 2024. Hope you guys had a wonderful and productive new year. You guys had fun, you guys were safe. You know, it's a blessing, it's a huge blessing to be in the new year. There's a lot of people that unfortunately did not make it, but there's also, you know, I'm a firm believer that you can be here today. I mean, it's not a firm believer, it's the truth. You can be here today and gone tomorrow. Tomorrow is never promised. So always try to do your best to strive to work hard each and every day like it is your last. You know, we can't take things for granted. And, you know, always tell your your peoples, your loved ones, that you love them, that they mean the world to you. And, you know, I know that I have to work on that as well. You know, I'm sure my loved ones and people close to me know that I have love for them, that I love them, that they care, that they mean the world to me. But sometimes I have to do better on vocalizing that outside of just my immediate family. But yeah, utilize social media and everything like that. But that, we'll talk more about that in mental wellness check. Appreciate you guys for coming through. There'll be a link down below for all sponsors and everything like that. I appreciate you guys. Thank you guys so much. And appreciate it for seeing the vision of Gamer Flex. Not only seeing the vision of Gamer Flex, but seeing the vision of Gaming Illuminati and of course Las Vegas Inferno. So I know that was a lot, you guys. I know I talk a lot. I know someone's gonna say wrap it up, but hey man, this is my podcast, a solo podcast. I'm doing this, you know, on my own, so hey, I'm trying to get better. Okay, so anyways, appreciate everybody for coming through. Be sure to check out the homies over at Game Illuminati. That is giupdates.tv, that serve as a hub of all Game Illuminati content. There'll be a link down below. Check them out. discord.gg/giupdates as well. Shout out to everybody over at the AMD Red Team. I am a member of the AMD Red Team and sponsored directly with AMD and AMD Gaming. And I'm the head fitness trainer of the Las Vegas Inferno, the official esport organization of the beautiful city of Las Vegas, Nevada. Speaking of that, Inferno Day, which will be January 6th, is coming up. We actually have an official day through the city of Las Vegas, and through the government has named it, I was gonna say Gamer Flex Day, that'd be cool, but it has named it the Inferno Day, January 6th. So that's coming up. We're gonna have something at Valhalla Sports and everything, so if you're local, check the social media. Appreciate you guys. But yeah, I've already mentioned the podcast. Now it's going to be every 2 weeks, unless something comes up with family, you know, anything church, work related or personal matters, you guys will know it beforehand for the most part. So if you follow me on various social medias, much appreciated, link down below. So for those of you guys that are not familiar with my podcast, I do what is called a mental wellness check. The mental wellness check is something that I always want to advocate for and speak on, because to be right physically, you have to be right spiritually and mentally, and your mental health is very important to being able to truly get you to that next point when it comes to your fitness journey. So I'm trying to figure out how a better way to do this, because I, you know, doing the same thing every single podcast, it might be repetitive to a lot of people, but we're going to figure out a good way to truly be able to implement it. I think I always want to do it, but maybe there could be new ways to doing it, because I'm not going to lie. I do say the same thing majority of the time, always at the end points. Like, I have these 4 points that I use to encourage myself for my own mental wellness, and that I use to encourage you guys. Of course, what works for me may not work for you. And it's prayer, communications with loved ones, communication in general, video games, and fitness. I say that all the time, but it's the truth. Now, how I kind of formulate that and what I want to do in the future, I don't know. I'm honestly really still trying to figure this out. I'm gonna be completely honest with you guys, like for real. So I want to, you know, I just want to encourage you guys when it comes to my mental wellness check, and I speak and I try to get open with you guys. I'm a very closed person. That's something that I have been trying to work on, you know. Shout out to the homie TBH. He had rated me, so I appreciate you guys. How was Baldur's Gate 3, my guy? We are live on a podcast, but of course, you know, I got links down below for all the GI crew down below, so much appreciate it. And yeah, I definitely did not mute the alerts, and that's all good. So when it comes to mental wellness check, you know, it's something that I really encourage those that really want to, you know, truly be able to grow within the fitness side. I'm not going to sit there and lie to you guys. It's the truth. You know, you can't be right fitness wise if you're not worrying about your spiritual and mental health. So shout out to everybody coming through for the raid. Appreciate you guys. We are recording live the Gamer Flex podcast, so your participation is much appreciated. If I don't say anything to you initially, it's because, you know, I'm going over the notes and everything like that. But appreciate you guys. Happy New Year, and welcome to episode 82 of the Gamer Flex podcast. So let's go ahead and move forward to the mental wellness check. And sorry, y'all, the alerts may be going on and off, but I already muted them, so it is what it is. So First thing, prayer. I'm a big advocate on praying. God is the head of my life and my family. I have always tried to get better with my walk with God, especially the older that I've gotten. And praying, reading scriptures, and, you know, being in church and participating in church really has done a lot for my mental health, especially, you know, at the beginning when, well, and I mean the beginning when I got baptized again in 2020, and really just kind of allowing God to kind of, you know, take the will, have faith, and, you know, try to do good by others and do good by those around you and people that you don't even know, has done wonders for me and wonders for our family. And I'll never be ashamed of my religion, my faith. I'll never be the person to tell you guys need to do this because this religion or anything like that. I'm just here to be an open book and to share with others my experience and try to bring more people into God. If I know you, if you're related to me, like my cousin in the chat, or if you guys know me and you guys are the homies like the Gaming Illuminati, or if you don't really know anything about me at all, it's not just for particular people, it's for everyone. But that really has helped my mental health when it comes to just trying to grow mentally and just try to, you know, honestly just try to do better. I mean, it has done a lot, so I'm appreciative of that. Second, communication is key, especially for those of you that have significant others out there. Communication is amazing for your mental health. You know, it's easier said than done. I'll never be the person to say, oh, you got to do it. Yes, it's encouraged for you to do it, but it's not always that easy. Some people, like myself, I suffer from anxiety. So something that has helped me, besides, of course, you know, reading scripture, praying to God and everything like that, has been to speak to my wife. I'm married. I'm blessed to have my wife, my family and everything like that. But honestly, so one thing that helped me with my anxiety is to speak to my wife. When I've had anxiety attacks, and I have had anxiety attacks in 2023, may not talk about it all the time, I've brought it up on previous podcasts, but I have anxiety attacks sometimes. And even though my faith in God is only growing, honestly, communicating to my wife has truly helped me with my anxiety. It really has. And, you know, I know it's hard sometimes. You know, I kind of have a good grasp on it, in my opinion, but it could be different for others. So I encourage you guys to utilize some type of form of communication in a healthy way for those around, for people around you, your loved ones, your friends and everything, just to let people know, hey, I'm going through this. And I'll say this from a black man. Yeah. From a man in general, no matter what your race is, your ethnicity, anything like that, pretty sure 99.9% of men that have that have had fathers in their lives or uncles or a male figure in their life, you're always told, and even your mothers are usually told, deal with it, you're a man, rub some dirt in it, you're good, whatever. And that's terrible. And I'm not saying that your parents are terrible, my parents are terrible, but that's honestly that generation, that's really what got them through everything. They just dealt with it. Now look at my generation. You know, I was born in 1990. Look at us. And the generation afterwards, like, like, we aren't handling mental health and having that discussion the way we should, especially as black men in America at that. Like, we gotta learn to talk to our bros. We gotta learn to be able to talk to our people around us. And when we're going through some stuff, you're not meant to go through things by yourself. You're not, single or not. You got people around you and everything like that. But at least I would hope that you do. But there are some resources and, you know, around that can help you. I encourage those that have a physician or a family doctor or whatever. I know it may be difficult, but if you're going through something, especially mentally, tell your doctor. You don't know, but some of you that have jobs and everything like that, your insurance might pay for therapy. You have no idea. The only way you can know is by asking. And, you know, if there are any women in the chat, you know, I can't claim to know what it's like to think like a woman. I'm naive, y'all. I'm at 33 years old. I don't get women. I don't understand them. I don't even understand my mom. And I'm 33 years old and she's been my mom for all my life. But I can't sit up there and say that I understand women or anything along those lines. But look, fellas, the women got us beat for the most part. They know how to talk to their girls and when they're going through something. And as men, we got to do better. We got to do better. We definitely got to do better. So I encourage those to really communicate to the loved ones, people around you, and utilize some of the resources that you may or may not have. Do your research and try to find healthy ways to be able to truly communicate to your loved ones when it comes to your mental health, because your mental health is really important. And as black men, we need to do better. We do. Uplift our brothers, encourage our people. Don't let social media fool you, because social media, to be real with you, social media is fake. And if you look at social media, 99.9% of the people on social media that complain and are super negative are miserable. Misery loves company. Third, video games. I mean, I'm on Twitch, I'm on Kick. Video games is great for your mental health. I'm a huge advocate of it. As long as you're taking care of your priorities, they're good. Don't have a bucket underneath your desk, fellas. Go to the bathroom. Don't have everything just lined up on your desk and everything like that. Everything like all dirty and everything like that. Your keyboard is all encrusted with dirt. Your PS5 controller, your Xbox Series X controller hasn't been cleaned since you got it. Like, take care of your priorities. But video games is amazing. Like, it's great. But, of course, you have to take care of your priorities at the end of the day. As a husband, as a father, as a son, I know what my priorities are. As a believer of God, I know where my priorities are. But I ain't gonna sit there and tell you that gaming hasn't helped my mental health. Dog, I'm gonna tell you right now. I'll give you a perfect example. When Animal Crossing came out, whew, fam, that is one of the positives of during the pandemic that I will always remember. And it seems like it was so long ago because of how grueling it was for a lot of people mentally, especially those truly going through stuff. But Animal Crossing was so amazing for my mental health, and me and my wife playing it and everything like that. Like, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Like, it was, man, Animal Crossing was such a great time for the Switch. And that was a time. Like, that's something that's going to truly be talked about in years later, in my opinion. Like, I'm just keeping it real. Like, it's, man, I'm just keeping it honest with y'all. Like, Animal Crossing was great, but gaming is amazing for your mental health. Don't ever let anybody tell you otherwise. As long as you're taking care of your priorities, you're good. Be a gamer, enjoy it. You don't have to do it because it's the cool thing to do. Just do it because it's something that you want to do. But of course, take care of your priorities. Last and certainly not least, fitness. Look, man, I was literally just telling, shout out to Elder Goose. If those of you in the GI community know who he is, I was just telling him, I'm using him as a perfect example. Yo, Goose, I'm sorry, but I got to use it as an example, my guy. So, Elder Goose, something that was beknownst to me and the rest of the GI community, I had no idea this man was toxic in fighting games. Look, I get it. I got homies that are very toxic in the fighting game community, and I'm bringing this as an example during a mental wellness check, but this is something very important that even though I just said gaming is great for your mental health, and it is, when you have some pent up aggression from video games, fighting games, and everything like that, like Elder Goose, I told him this the other day, look, take all that toxic energy that you have stored up inside you, before you do something or say something you shouldn't say, or save that DM message or on, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, or whatever, and take that energy, get up from your desk, get up from your couch, and go put that into fitness. I truly am an advocate, and I truly believe that fitness is a great way to be able to alleviate yourself of mental stress. For those of you that maybe not in really into fitness like that, I understand. We all got to start somewhere. Now, I'm not going to sit there and act like what my experience personally is going to be the same as you. Let's be honest. I've been doing something active since I was 3 years old. So I am mentally ingrained in the grind when it comes to being active, being fit. I have literally have done something active in my life since I was 3 years old. Since my father, started introducing me to sports and everything like that. And I started playing, being outside, running around. My parents noticed I kind of had a niche for running. I was very fast at a very young age. And it's something that I've always done, growing, being into an adult. So for me, it's been really, it's second nature for me. It's like having my phone, my wallet, my keys, and my mask now past pandemic. Active and being fitness is just something that's incorporated within me. But for you, the viewers and the listeners, it may be something that's new to you, but it doesn't mean you can't start somewhere. So I highly encourage you, when you like Elder Goose, when you have that negative energy pent up inside you, when you have a laggy match in Street Fighter or something like that, instead of writing that hate message that you really want to send on PSN, take that negative energy, get up off your computer, get up off your controller, your couch playing, whatever system you're playing, and go apply that to fitness. I promise you, you will feel better. You even though you might be tired, you'll be like, you know what? I'm not mad anymore. What am I mad about? Now, of course, and you know what? I will say this as well, too. You know, because I don't want Goose to feel left out. Look, I'm looking in the chat right now. Yo, Siggy would definitely benefit from it. Absolutely. Yo, look, Siggy is the Death Destroyer, the Destroyer of Water Bottles. Y'all, I'm telling y'all right now, I'd be willing to bet that if Siggy took even half that negative energy that he has pent up from video games and whatnot, I bet y'all see a new Siggy. I bet y'all see that man be jacked and yoked up and everything like that. He'll lose a good 20 pounds and whatnot. He gonna de-age. Now, Siggy don't even look old like that as it is, but I bet you he takes that energy, that negative energy he gets from video games and apply it to fitness. I'm telling y'all, Siggy will be happier. He won't be as mentally stressed. It's not gonna go all the way. That's just part of his nature. But I bet you he'll change up a bit. Hands down. I mean, but that's for everybody. That's for me. That's for TBH. That's for the homies in GI. That's for my fraternity brothers. That's everybody. We can all apply that to our lives when it comes to mental health. Just saying. Now, I'm not calling Siggy out. I'm just using him as an example, especially because people know how Siggy rage. Shoot, I'll give you an example. Myself. Now, you know, as the years have gone, for those of you who are familiar with the GI community, you guys have known me, Ace of All Trades, Frank, has... Let's say I've had a rather explosive personality sometimes with trolls in the chat, trolls in Discord, in the GI community, but mostly trolls, aka my supposed brothers in Game Illuminati. Flock is the name, the number one, and then TBH, and then Siggy. Look, I've had my explosive moments. Yes, I have done better throughout the years, but I'm not going to sit there and lie to y'all and act like I haven't taken some of that negative energy that I've gotten from the GI trolling me and everything like that and not applied it to my working out. I absolutely have. I even got a few tweets that I've gotten, and I know the guys are joking. That's what brothers do. I got a few tweets saved in my phone specifically that I sometimes look at to really fire me up to go put into, you know, fitness and everything like that too. We all draw motivations for everything, so I might call out Siggy. I might have called that Elder Goose, but I can call it myself too and be honest with y'all. So I think fitness is great for your mental health and mental wellness, and I encourage it. So that has been the mental wellness check. I hope that you guys I hope you guys enjoy that, and I really encourage you guys to really start paying attention to your mental wellness, because it's very important. So I hope that helps you guys. So the Fit Father segment of the podcast, formerly known as the Daddy Dorian Experience. For those of you guys that don't know, I used to call it the Daddy Dorian Experience because I feel that being a parent plays a huge role into your fitness and active life. But with me and my wife expecting to have another child in the end of February, I felt like, you know, I can't just keep it the Daddy Dorian Experience when I'm about to have another kid. So I changed it to the Fit Father Experience, because obviously I'm becoming a father of another child now. So latest segment on that, my kid is growing tremendously. He is very active. He starts up soccer again, which is great. We are putting him in preschool early, so he's going to be taking classes and everything like that, you know, for this year, which it's cool, but yeah, it's sad because my baby boy is growing up. He's definitely no more, he's not little anymore. He talks nonstop, but man, it's awesome. And, you know, I pray that I can continue to be active so I can be able to, you know, be able to be there for him when he wants to do sports, and then also same with my daughter as well. But you know, he's been good. He's been growing and everything like that. Kid can eat us out of the house and home. He is definitely my son. He is very active. He eats a lot and he talks way too much. Definitely my son. Shut up, y'all in the chat talking. Oh, well, look at you. You're talking a lot. Yes, I'm on a podcast. Whatever. But he's been great. Looking forward to my daughter being here next month. With this being, you know, the second child, you know, that will be birthed. You know, I feel like I have a better handle on schedules and whatnot. I'm still trying to look for this photo of me when it was 2 weeks in with Dorian. I promise y'all, I was a mess. I had been on 2 hours of sleep. I'm sitting here thinking, oh my God, what is going on? I hadn't worked out in 2 weeks. Man, look. It is what it is. Yes, Flock. Yes, I can have a conversation in an empty room. As long as I reach one person, I know that I'm doing my job. Look, me and you are built different, my guy. I can do that. Maybe you can't. And it's fine. It's okay. I'm good. All right. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I already know. Yeah, I've already accepted bye-bye to sleep. But, you know, one thing is to being a parent. I feel like when the next child is here, I could be wrong. There are parents in the chat. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I do feel like I'll be a little bit better prepared. And I'm truly a firm believer. It takes a village. And I'm blessed to be able to have the village around me that I do. Mother-in-law is on deck to be here when my child is born, so I cannot wait, and they will be here for a little bit, so that's awesome. Plus I have my mom and dad here, so it's awesome. So if I need a little bit of time and my wife needs a little bit of time, we can have it. But times we don't have it, I feel like I'll be better prepared. I think I'll be all right. I don't think I'll be as rough. And yes, because I know someone in GI is going to make I know a lot of people in the GI are going to make fun of me. Yes, I am bringing workout equipment to the hospital again, like I did last time. Yes, I did it. Now, granted, yeah, we were in a pandemic. My son was born in 2020. So yes, for those that don't know, I did bring fitness bands to the hospital when my wife was getting ready to deliver our son. No, I was not doing exercises when my wife was pushing our son out, but I did get some workouts in and some exercises in earlier in the morning, long before my son was born. My son was born at 2:21 p.m. So when the pushing began, I wasn't doing workouts. But yes, now I talk to my daughter every day, and even if she can't hear me, I joke with her. I say, look, don't come until around 12 o'clock. Just don't come around until 12 o'clock, because that gives daddy some time to work out. And with me having the gym here, I can do so. But don't worry, we got the baby bag ready and everything like that, and all that good stuff. So, you know, we're gonna be registered with the hospital and everything. So if there's an emergency happens, you know, as long, prayfully, everything goes out. But yeah, that's what happened. Lies, I was doing pull-ups. Yeah, all right. Yeah, look at y'all. Yeah, look at y'all. Yep, I had my Switch too. My wife wasn't mad at me. She was watching me play. She was like, what games are you playing? And my wife was, we were playing Animal Crossing. Whatever you could do to take your significant other off of your mind when it comes, your wife, your significant other off of the actual pregnancy to be able to keep them stress-free, trust me. They'll love you for it. My wife was really enjoying it. It helped her keep her mind off when it comes to the pregnancy and everything like that, being in a hospital and everything like that. You know, again, the Switch was awesome. And my wife and my sister and brother-in-law laugh about it all the time when they bring up me working out in the gym. Look, I'm gonna tell you right now, my wife loves the fact that I'm active, and I obviously be mindful and read the room, but it wasn't like I was like, yo, the doctor's in there, everybody there pushing, meanwhile I'm over here doing push-ups and sit-ups. No. Nah, and plus, I'm gonna be real with y'all, I wouldn't even want to be on that side when it comes to the pushing and everything like that with my wife, because I don't want to see all that. And being open, when my wife was getting ready to have Dorian, I was on the opposite side with her holding her hand. I didn't look. So why do I want to be on that side? And hey, say what you want. I'm good. So let's go ahead and move on, you guys. So going into the fitness side of things, because, you know, we switch things up. So 2024 is here. Now, I'm a firm believer that you should have that mentality that you want to do better when it comes to the new year. But this new year, new me, like, stigma when it comes to fitness, it needs to be eliminated. New year, better motivation. New year, growth. New year, learning. That's what it should be. It shouldn't be a new year, new me. It should be a new year, I'm going to find a way to grow better. And then when it comes to fitness, actually setting realistic goals. A lot of reasons why people fail when it comes to fitness goals is because they set unrealistic goals. Now, I mentioned my goals earlier on Twitter yesterday that I will go over with you guys as well. And I have a screenshot of it to make it a little bit easier so I don't have to search my Twitter page and everything like that. But, you know, it's very true that, you know, especially going to the gym, typically, wherever you go to the gym at, typically you will have that huge crowd of people that are kind of following that new year, new me moniker that will be there from January, February, and finally dying out in March. But the main reason why that a lot of New Year's resolutions die, especially when it comes to the fitness department, is because a lot of people set unrealistic goals. For example, one of the things that they do is they'll be like, yo, yo, Flock, I saw what you put in Signal, by the way. You ain't funny. And I lost my train of thought. Dang it, Flock! All right, so hold on, give me a second. All right, so going into the unrealistic goals. So one thing that a lot of people do that are maybe not necessarily new to fitness is one of the things that they'll do is they'll say, I need to go to the gym 5, 6, 7 times a week. And because of that, they end up inadvertently failing. Instead of saying, I'm just going to be consistent with my workouts and going to the gym and making realistic goals, they make unrealistic goals in trying to go 6, 7 times a week. And I'm going to tell you that even for the most advanced and experienced people that are fit, like myself and others, I may not be in world tier professional shape and everything like that, but I got a few years under my belt. Even myself, that's difficult to do 6, 7 times a week. So if you make those change, if you make realistic goals and then go say, I'm gonna do it 2 times a week, if someone that you're new, or even 3 times a week, that's awesome, because it's gonna encourage you. Because what ends up happening is a lot of people get discouraged because they can't obtain the goals that they set for themselves, and that's why it just dwindles, it just falls out. So when it comes to my goals for 2024, for fitness goals, it's the following. I want to maintain a 5 to 6 workouts per week, run at least 10 miles per week, reach 180 pounds from my current, which I'm 200. I bulked this year, so I want to get back down to 180. And even if I can surpass that, 175. Drink a gallon of water daily, which... we on it. Staying strict to diets, which I'll talk about shortly. Intermittent fasting with a day of 24-hour fast. Mastering micro counting. And take apple cider vinegar shots morning and night daily. Now, for me, that's something that's obtainable. That's something that I can be able to sustain throughout the year. Even with the birth of my daughter soon, I can know personally I can obtain that. Now, there's going to be some sacrifice, of course, and I'm going to have to sacrifice some sleep, especially after my daughter's born, but I know I can do it. Now, thankful that I have my gym and everything like that there here in the house, so I really have no excuse. I can be able to knock it out. So those are what I say when it comes to realistic goals. And I know that personally, I can reach those goals. Now, these are just my goals for fitness wise. Now, I have some individual goals that I want to grow myself, like financially with my wife. But I mean, or even just financially with myself. My wife is way better financially than me. But financial growth, career growth, spiritual growth. But then also there's some stuff that my wife and I both want to grow together. Like, you know, when it comes to housing, potentially getting a new house and keeping this house as an investment property, stuff like that. You know, 2024 is here, and it's really about setting realistic goals. So I really encourage you guys to set realistic goals for yourself so you be able to have longevity and sustain that throughout the year. Now, of course, there are going to be some times where it may not go as planned, but it's really about how do you come back from that? How do you really bounce back from maybe not getting it right? So if you have some losses, it's not about losses, it's about learning. So keep that in mind. That's with anything in life. Diet wise, so like I mentioned before, I'm 200 right now. My heaviest I was like 205, but what's the point of being 205 pounds at 33 years old right now? I am not playing professional football. No, if the only way that I would keep this weight is if the Las Vegas Raiders or NFL organization wanted me to join the organization under the practice squad and work my way up to the 53-man roster. That's the only way. But probably 100% not happening. So there's no reason for me to be at this weight. So I want to be, and I feel better at 180. I feel better at 175, 180. Now I typically fluctuate. Usually I fluctuate about 5 pounds or so. And I'm usually around 175, 180, but I lift heavy last year. And you guys know I did a Spartan race and everything like that. So I was lifting like crazy, but also was doing a little bit more cardio. So I want to build more lean muscle. I want to cut. So I'm going to be doing a strict carnivore diet. Yes, absolutely. The Chargers can need another running back for sure. Don't worry, they'll be getting a lot from the NCAA this year after the end of everything like that. Best believe. With Eckler definitely leaving the team, and I'm not even mad at him for wanting to leave. I wouldn't be surprised. Well, even though Keenan Allen just signed and Herbert just signed too, we're gonna have some people that are gonna leave because we can't sustain it as for when it comes to money. But yeah, when it comes to like diet goals and everything like that, I'm gonna be doing strict carnivore for the next 2 months. Means I'm going to be doing eating no carbs, no sugar, nothing. Very strict, mad protein. For instance, this morning when I did my intermittent fasting, because I intermittent fast between my eating windows are between 12 and 8 p.m. I'll fast for 16 hours. I have an 8-hour window to eat. My fasting consists of 16 hours of fast, and then I have a day where I fast for 24 hours. But today I already ate, I actually ate a little bit earlier for lunch at 12 o'clock. I ate steak and I ate eggs. So I'm going to be doing strict carnivore where I'm not going to have any carbs or any sugars or anything like that. And my way that I'm going to be able to, my body's going to produce energy is going to be by the healthy fats that I have. So I'll be eating a lot of, you know, ground beef, ground turkey, you know, fish. I'll be eating a lot of, you know, cheese. Have pork rinds for snacks, stuff like that. We're gonna end that the Derwin talk eventually. I'm telling you, one day we're gonna meet and I'm gonna take a picture with him and y'all see. But it's funny. You gotta learn to laugh at yourself. Took me years, but we're here. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. It's something sustainable. But when I actually, after I get off the strict carnivore diet, I'm going to move forward with just counting macros. I've never done it before, so I'm gonna have about 2 months to prepare with me being on strict carnivore, because right now there's no reason for me to count calories with doing strict carnivore. Oh, good point. So Siggy brought up, why am I drinking that fake beer? I might as well drink water. So for those that don't know, I have been fasting from alcohol for the past year, and won't have a drop of alcohol until my daughter's born. Okay, so let me explain this, and I'm being open. So my son, and I'll get back to Siggy's point. So when my wife was initially pregnant with Dorian, I was like, and it's not fair for me to be able to drink and my wife not drink. So I fasted with her. So I fasted for like 9 months. Dorian was born. I had my shot of alcohol in the hospital once I knew that, okay, he was good. My wife was good and everything like that. Not like my wife pushed Dorian out and I went to the flask and like, yeah, nah, later on down the road. But I made sure he was good. And the reason why my fast, and I haven't told any much people this, but I'll be open with you guys on a podcast, and I think I'm just trying to be open. My wife was actually pregnant, for those that don't know, you know, listen to the previous podcast. My wife and my family, we unfortunately had my wife had a miscarriage of our second child, and I found out Christmas of 2023, and because of that, I said that on New Year's Eve would be the last time I had alcohol and fast until our child was born. But unfortunately, we went through a miscarriage, and I felt that, you know, to still continue to honor my child that would have been born August 25th of last year, I was like, okay, I'm gonna still do that fast, and another way of honoring my child, because I planned on doing it anyway. But even with the miscarriage, I felt that any way that I could continue to honor our child, which we did in multiple other ways, I felt like I should still do that. So I kept that. But during that time, through the blessings of God, my wife told me on Father's Day that she was pregnant. So that kind of extended that fast instead of just to the end of New Year's Eve, but it extended it to the birth of our daughter prayerfully, which will be here in end of February. So that's why I'm fasting for over a year, because of that. Now, going back to Siggy's point, so this is not sponsored by anybody, by this company and everything like that, but I'll shout them out because I actually like their products. The company's called The Athletic, and they have some really dope beers that is non-alcoholic, and they have like different flavors, and there's usually like IPA and everything like that. They even have like a seltzer, and it's a non-alcoholic beverage that tastes like alcohol, but it has a not any alcohol or any traceable alcohol at all, and they're pretty good. And I posted a picture on social media of me bringing in the New Year's with non-alcoholic beer. So Siggy was like, drinking that fake beer. Look, I'm not drinking it now because I'm on strict carnivore, but it's cool. I will say, we tried the non-alcoholic Carbonate. It's trash. And I like dry red wine, and I didn't know they did it, so we tried it for New Year's. It's trash. My wife likes the non-alcoholic Stella Rosa, but obviously she doesn't have much of it, but she tried it. It was cool, I guess. But that's why I said you mentioned that. But yeah, I mean, as far as fitness and like the diet is concerned, I'm looking forward to it. I'm very determined, and I'm going to be strict about it. The only way that's going to be able to get to my goals is I have to give it my all. So that's what I really want to do. So I hope to hear more from your goals for 2024. Of course, hit me up via social media, Discord, wherever, and do be able to talk more about goals. But other than that, nothing else fitness wise planned. You know, I'm gonna be in the gym at least 5 to 6 times a week, either at my crib or at one of the local gyms or something like that. I look forward to it. I'm gonna get my workout in and incorporate those goals and everything and move forward. You know, gotta stay active. So if you guys are interested in virtual or in-person personal training, let me know. Feel free to hit me up and we can discuss what your goals are, what you're looking forward to, and please, serious inquiries only. You know, I'm going to be very limited on time, so I don't want to waste your time, and I know guys don't want you to waste my time. But if you are interested, hit me up. I can give you guys a few clients that I've worked with before, people I've talked to within the community. I've really tried to inspire them and help them and tell you guys some of their stories with their permissions and, you know, their weight loss journey and everything like that. So let me know. So let's get into the gaming side now, the meat and the potatoes, mainly why you guys are already here. So, current games I'm playing, I am very close to beating Super Mario RPG. I've just been really busy, so I haven't been able to beat it yet. I'm close to beating Avatar Frontiers of Pandora. Again, shout out to Ubisoft for that. I would say I was playing NBA 2K24, but majority of the GI homies that I usually play with, they be ghosting us, man. Besides me and Flock and Steve, we the only ones really saying we ready. So I've been playing it on my own here and there, but yeah. And yeah, games I'm looking forward to, we're actually going to check live right now on some of the upcoming games I'm looking forward to. Just straight off the top of the dome, Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. I am still looking forward to it. Yeah, I can't necessarily say why, but I'm looking forward to it. Let's see, January. I see Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, Loki, kind of looking forward to playing that. Here are the games, I'm just looking at the list, the GameSpot list, and I'll put it in the chat for those that want to look as well. I'm not going to name every game and everything like that, but here are just some games that I'm looking forward to. So I'm looking forward to the Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown. I feel like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, maybe Fire. Shout out to JG. And then Tekken 8. I'm definitely getting Tekken 8 and Prince of Persia. I might get Like a Dragon. We shall see. February, even though I probably won't get it, Grand Blue Fantasy Free Link probably be dope. Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, that'd be February 2nd. I know Helldivers 2 is coming out, but I didn't play the first one, and that's coming out on PS5 and PC. And this list is subject to change as well to you guys, so just be warned. I believe that GameSpot came out with the list a day ago. Nothing else in February that I am. Oh, that's a lie. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth for PS5 comes out February 29th. So that's going to be cool. And then I'm looking at March. Nothing really in March. Nothing in April at this time. Nothing in June. August, Black Myth, Wukong, definitely gonna, that's a day one. And I'm hoping that it's on, I get a code for a bit, shout out to AMD, on PC. Cause I feel like that game, I need to play on PC. Graphically, I need the most power I have. That game has to be on PC. I gotta get it on PC so I can stream it, but then also play it on my own. But other than that, I mean, there's other games and everything like that that have been announced, but we don't have any type of date at all, you know, according to some of these articles. So I'm just going to just say the ones I did. So that would, that'd be cool. I'm not gonna hold you guys too long with this, as far as the my review. God of War Ragnarok Valhalla is a DLC, so it is the DLC, and it's after the events of Ragnarok, and it's a rogue, it's roguelite with roguelite with God of War Ragnarok. It and it's fire. It works out so well. The fights, the boss battles, the fighting everybody is so cool. And then for those of you guys that have had the opportunity to play God of War Ragnarok, I highly encourage you guys to try it out. It is a free DLC that came out last December, and I highly recommend you. Yo, the streets need a Siggy gun stream, a God of War Ragnarok Valhalla Siggy. We definitely need that. twitch.com/SiggyV. Yo, we need that, Siggy. The streets need that. But now, God of War Ragnarok Valhalla is dope. Who knew that a roguelite with God of War would work so well? I played it, I beat it, I love it. It was so dope. And it really reminded me, yo, Santa Monica Studios is no joke. That combat for God of War is fire. It was already dope. So when Ragnarok came around, oh man, so clean, different combinations. I'm a huge advocate of Realm Shift. Realm Shift can be activated either through runes or depending on your gear. If you dodge at a certain time, depending on your gear and everything like that, Realm Shift can be activated. It can be activated through the parrying system, and that's what slows down time. Oh man, it's awesome. Playing God of War Ragnarok Valhalla made me want to go back and platinum God of War, the first God of War and God of War Ragnarok, and I actually might do that this year for sure. So I highly recommend that. Sea of Stars, which won Indie Game of the Year for multiple different outlets and game awards, highly recommend it. I played it for the Switch and I beat it. I love it. It's such a dope game. It's definitely one of the, it's my sleeper hit of the year. I had no idea in thinking that I was going to get and even play Sea of Stars. It's available on Xbox Game Pass, but you can get it for various systems and platforms. You can get it on PC, you can get it on the Switch, you can get it on the PS5, and the game is awesome. But oh man, I highly recommend it. It's an RPG. It is an action adventure game, adventure RPG game. It's dope. It's single player. But it's awesome. The game. They did an amazing job. The developer was Sabotage Studios. And they were published. Was it just Sabotage? Yeah, Sabotage Studios. Great game. Highly recommend it. I'm not gonna go into the review and everything like that. We'll start doing reviews later this year. But game was awesome. Highly recommend it. So since the last podcast, I'm not going to mention leaks, but all I'm gonna say is this: there was a Ubisoft and Insomniac leak. For that person, I hope they throw you under the jail. Now, I don't want no smoke. Look, I got family to take care of, but I'm gonna just say this. I'm just being blatantly honest. We don't need leaks. We don't. I think it's morally wrong and messed up for the developers, the publishers, the people that truly work their behind off on all projects that are named and unnamed. And when there are leaks, it takes that away from us. Now, unfortunately, I know the roadmap for upcoming Insomniac games. I didn't want to see it, but one of my fraternity brothers thought that wasn't a spoiler to tell me what they have, Insomniac has, for up to 10 years. I don't need to see that, but I saw it. But I'm not looking at leaked gameplay of Wolverine. I am not trying to play that on Xbox or anything. And I'm gonna be real with you. If you're and I'm saying this, if you are trying to play the leaked version of Wolverine right now, you should be affected by it. I hope they brick your PSC. Look, the PS5 and PC merge. I hope they brick your PC. I hope they IP ban you so you can never play their games again. None of that. I know that there was a rumor that you could play the game on Xbox. That has been debunked. But if somehow, some way you could play the super, I'm talking a year plus alpha demo of the game, I hope they brick your console too. I'm being for real. That's not fair. I don't want to see that. I want them, the developers, especially Insomniac. I'm a huge Insomniac Games fan. I love their games that they come out with. Those people don't deserve that. First of all, most importantly, personal information has been leaked. That's not okay. I'm a family man. I'm very family oriented. And my family is my first ministry. My family is everything to me. So I can only imagine what it's like to have your information and your private information leaked like that on social media. Unfortunately, just like the world, social media is very evil when you come down to it. Yes, there are some good people on social media that I have met and that I've befriended and everything like that, but majority of social media is evil, and it's unfortunate that people information and personal information is leaked, and then all their hard work, and you know that you take that away from them when what happened with Rockstar. Same thing. I said the same thing. Whoever did it is to be thrown under the jail. Now that person, I believe, is in a mental hospital, I think they said life or something along those lines. And a dude said, "Yo, when I get out, I'm gonna do it again." Unfortunately, that person is most likely gonna work for the government somehow, some way. I think the dude hacked Rockstar with a Amazon Fire Stick and a cell phone. It's just a shame you have that much amount of brilliance, but you want to use it for evil. Now, I don't condone hacking. I won't condone it at all. But if Sally Mae, you know, student loan, you know, that's all I'll say. But nah, the Insomniac leaks are trash and terrible, and it's unfortunate for the developers and you know, with everybody that's worked on it and whatnot, because you take that surprise away from people, you know. And I get it, after a while, because of the leaks and everything like that, gaming publications and news are going to eventually report on it, so it's going to be very difficult to avoid those type of spoilers. You'll avoid the alpha footage, because I don't think publications will report that, like the actual footage. But unfortunately, the roadmap for Insomniac and I believe Ubisoft have been leaked, so eventually we will see it, which is unfortunate. But I'm gonna tell you that right now, I'm truly a believer that leak for Insomniac won't hurt them. I know Insomniac finally responded a week or so ago when it comes to Wolverine. I feel like Wolverine is gonna be great. So many people are gonna buy Wolverine. I'm looking forward to it. And so many people are gonna buy their future projects, including myself. Unless obviously I work with them, which I ain't mad at it. But yeah, it sucks and it's messed up. Same with Ubisoft thing. Ubisoft cannot catch a break, bruh. Y'all know me, I'm a Ubisoft stan. And even though I'm partnered with Ubisoft and everything like that, I will give constructive criticism when criticism is due and everything like that. But yo, Ubisoft as a company have been going through it. And it's like they cannot catch a break from swatting their offices and personal information leak and going through things internally and games leaking, roadmaps leaking, fake news things about, or not fake news, about a few weeks ago when a user on X, formerly known as Twitter, shared an ad pop-up, like, and that was an accident and everything like that. Like, they just can't catch a break, and it's so unfortunate. But man, yo, leave them leaks alone, bro. That's terrible for the gaming industry. I don't care. Leave it alone. I don't want to be spoiled. So here is my official games beat list of 2023. I can't speak for everybody in GI, but you know, we beat games over here, you know what I'm saying? And when time is allotted, you know, I was working from home a lot and everything like that, so I had the opportunity to do that. So they, hey, I'm, you know, it is what it is. So here are my current games list, games beat list of 2023. So here are the following from chronological order: Forspoken, Hi-Fi Rush, Hogwarts Legacy, Kirby Return to Dreamland, Wulong Fallen Dynasty, Resident Evil 4 Remake, Mega Man Battle Network Legacy Collection, Mega Man Battle Network 1, Horizon Forbidden West, Burning Shores DLC, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, Street Fighter 6 Story, Diablo 4, Final Fantasy 16, Ember's Knight of Doom, Double Dragon Gaiden, Rise of the Dragons, Remnant 2, Starfield, Mortal Kombat 1, Lies of P, Assassin's Creed Mirage, Marvel's Spider-Man 2, Super Mario Wonder, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3, God of War Valhalla DLC, God of War Ragnarok Valhalla DLC, and Sea of Stars. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Yeah, 25. So that's not a bad games beat list. And look, I'll say this. Beat 25 games. Look, there were some other games that were critically acclaimed. A lot of people love them. I just didn't play it. Like Baldur's Gate 3. Just wasn't my cup of tea. But 2023 will go down as one of the best gaming years of all time. One of the best. Not the best, but definitely one of the best. And there's no way someone can say, honestly say, that 2023 was bored or terrible for games. It was amazing. Now, if you're just a typical gamer and you play in your cat, well, actually you're a typical casual gamer and you play the Call of Duties, the NBA 2Ks, the Madden, then yeah, maybe it wasn't a good year for you for gaming. But there were so many things came out in 2023, man. 2023 was lit for gaming. I'm just gonna be honest with you. Not really sure how 2024 is going to hold up. 2024 is definitely going to be much slower, in my opinion, than 2023. But yeah, I mean, the stars are really aligned because of a lot of things that happened during COVID and the pandemic and everything like that. They kind of aligned and things and projects got pushed back to 2023. And that's kind of what happened. So I don't know if I'm going to do this in particular order. I would just say this. I will give you guys my top games of 2020, my top 10 games of 2023, but I will give you guys my game of the year first. Please don't get triggered by the thing that I'm about to say. It is my opinion, and whatever your opinion is, cool. But this is my opinion. This is what my game of the year was for 2023. This is my top 10 games of 2023. And if you have an opinion, a different opinion, awesome. Let me know. I'm cool with it. But here's my top 10 games of 2023 after I give you guys my game of the year, because I'm not going to give you an order. I'm just going to give you guys my top 10, but I will give you guys my game of the year. My game of the year is Marvel Spider-Man 2. Oh no, it's not Baldur's Gate 3. Oh no, it's not Super Mario Wonder. Oh no, it's not Starfield. Definitely not. But I'm here to tell you that I personally just really love Spider-Man 2. I am itching for that new game plus, because I know when they come with that new game plus, oh, I'm going to be on it. And I know for a fact they're going to have DLC, and I don't know it because of the leaks. I'm just very confident, and I'm very confident that they are going to have DLC for, yep, Spider-Man. They are going to have a Spider-Man 2 DLC, because they did for Spider-Man. They asked for the other Spider-Man that came out on PS4, and they did the same DLC again for the Spider-Man remaster. So I'm very confident that we are going to get Spider-Man DLC. I think Spider-Man had the previous Spider-Man had 3 DLC packages, so I'm sure they'll do the same for this Marvel Spider-Man 2, and then along with New Game Plus. I need that New Game Plus, like, for real. But because I know they're gonna bring different suits and everything like that too. I'm looking forward to it. I need the New Game Plus, like, now. And I platinum the game as well, so I look forward to the DLC and everything along those lines. But yeah, so Spider-Man 2, Marvel Spider-Man 2 was my game of the year. My previous game of the year, but also was going to be part of that list, is Star Wars Jedi Survivor, which I beat on the highest difficulty. So here are my top 10 games, my top 10 games in no in particular order for 2023. Spider-Man, Marvel Spider-Man 2, which is part of it. Clicker's Gate 3. That's crazy. I said the only way I'll play Baldur's Gate 3 if I get paid for it. It's cool, but I'm not really into the rolling and everything like that. If Baldur's Gate 3 played like Diablo 4, I'd be on it. But I'm not really into the D&D, and definitely not with the rolling of the dice and everything like that. What? Am I playing Monopoly? And Monopoly's fire, but I just feel like that's just not really for me. But it is what it is. So besides Marvel's Spider-Man 2, I would say that one of my top 10 games of the year is Hogwarts Legacy. Hogwarts Legacy was actually the game that may not be named, but that's in 2023. We're in 2024 now. We can talk about Hogwarts Legacy. Hogwarts Legacy was definitely one of my favorite games of the year for 2023. It is unfortunate that Hogwarts Legacy did not get any awards like that, but it was because of the politics. If we're being completely honest, it is what it is. But Hogwarts Legacy was one of my top 10 games. I would say Star Wars Jedi Survivor was definitely in my top 10 games of this year. The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, I would give it that. I would say Remnant 2 was in my top 10 games of this year. I would say Lies of P was there. Super Mario Wonder was there. Super Mario Wonder was there. Sea of Stars, and that puts me at eight. Then I will say where is it? I'm looking at my list. So it said Sea of Stars, I said Super Mario Wonder. I'll give it to, personally, I said Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, right? Yeah. I will also give it to Wulong Fallen Dynasty. I thought that it was a dope game. And then the last spot, and this is why I say it's crazy, but it can fluctuate, I'm giving the last spot to Diablo 4. I felt like Diablo 4 should have gotten way more recognition than it did. I think that game was awesome. So that will be my 10 games, top 10 games of the year. So Hogwarts Legacy, Wulong Fallen Dynasty, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, Diablo 4, Remnant 2, Lies of P, Marvel Spider-Man 2, Super Mario Wonder, Sea of Stars, and then I forgot to say another one. Oh, and Hogwarts Legacy. Those will be my 10 games, my favorite top 10 games of 2023. And another game that I just thought is so unfortunate is, I think that Star Wars Jedi Survivor would have got way more recognition and awards if the game would have came out working fine. You know how many patches, unfortunately, Respawn and, you know, Star Wars had because of the unoptimization of the game. Now, I had the opportunity to get the game on PC thanks to AMD, and I also had it on PS5 thanks to them. So I played it on both console and PC. I almost said PSC again. But I had, because of the unoptimization of the game, I had to stop playing it on PC and play it on PlayStation 5 and beat it, because it was that bad. It was so unoptimized, and it didn't matter if you had AMD or Intel. It was just really that bad. But that is my top 10 games of 2023. I look forward to hearing more about you guys later on down the road. Hit me up on, you know, whatever social media and everything like that in the Discord. But that is my games, top 10 games of 2023. But other than that, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Again, I said, you guys, this podcast is going to be a little bit shorter than the future episodes, because now we're going to be doing every 2 weeks. It's going to be give me ample time to really be able to get some news articles together and everything like that. But this was really just about a 2023 wrap up, welcoming you guys to the new year, talking about the fitness segments, about setting realistic goals for 2024 and staying consistent with it and being encouraging with the mental wellness check and everything along those lines. So I appreciate you guys for coming through for another special special episode of Gamer Flex Podcast Live, episode 82. Shout out to everybody that has participated in talking and whatnot in the podcast. Shout out to the homie TBH again for the raid, and everybody from the follows over on Twitch. Shout out to you guys over on Kick as well. Be sure to follow me, kick.com/GI updates, kick.com/aceofalltrades01. Check out us over at giupdates.tv, and of course join our Discord, discord.gg/giupdates. Feel free to check out AMD and the Vegas Inferno as well. Much appreciated, you guys. Thank you guys so much for everything. This has been Ace of All Trades, and you guys know the motto: stay blessed, work hard, play even harder. This is Ace of All Trades, and I'm out.